You're listening to the Ricky Long Podcast.
This podcast is all about how the PT can coach better on the gym floor. Now, I know it's 2023 and every PT on the planet is wanting to do online PT. However, but and in the gym, PT remains a solid way to run a business and to get your clients' results. Sponsored by Motion Fitness Education, we are the training provider that specializes in group fitness professionals becoming PTs, because you already have many of the skill sets that is required to be a successful PT, and we can fast track you to running your business successfully, as you will already have an audience who trust you, therefore giving you the position and authority to run a successful PT business. You can check out all our details on the links in the show notes. So to coach better on the gym floor, the first one, we've got a number of bullet points here, and the first one is quite obvious. Look at people in the eye. This is when you're talking to people, and also when you're coaching people. Obviously, when you're coaching people, you're talking to them anyway. What we're very good at doing as fitness professionals is we're kind of trained to fix people's movement patterns and spot frailties in people's movements. So knees not tracking with toes, or backs not being in the right position, or hand position. And what that can sometimes do is mean when we're trying to have a conversation with someone, either in a perspectives kind of way or a coaching type of way, we can sometimes be looking at body parts rather than people's eyes, which can lead to a little bit of mistrust and can give the client a feeling of unimportance and they're not really interested. So make sure you're looking at people's eyes, especially when you are delivering those coaching cues, because when you make that connection by eye contact and you give something important, they're more likely to follow that. It's like when you're ordering a coffee and you go to the counter and you ask the barista for a cappuccino. You're not looking down at the floor and you're not looking at that person's hands or shoulders. You're looking them in the eyes. Why? Because you're asking for something which you want them to do. So you're looking up the eyes and giving them that direction. If you were looking elsewhere while asking for a cappuccino, it wouldn't be met with a positive response. So apply the same metric when you're coaching and talking to people in the gym. When coaching, give some praise, then a focus for the next round. Name 10 ways where you can improve a squat. So you've probably just done that. Now, if your client is doing a set of 10 squats, how many of those 10 ways can you fit in to that one set? Newsflash, the answer is less than two. It's probably less than one. And the reason for that is your client's already under fatigue. They're already moving. So what's better to do is give them praise for the set that they're doing, and then give them a focus, not criticism, a focus for the next set. Great range on that squat, Jen. You're getting bum the knee height or just below knee height really well. For this next set, really focus on keeping your chest up. And then, this is where the money shot is, folks. Give them a reason why, which that person's going to relate to. So tell them why they should keep their chest up in a way that they're going to respond positively to. Make it a positive thing as well. Keep your chest up so you don't break your back isn't really positive coaching. You want to say keep your chest up so you keep the work on the legs, so you can work your posture muscles through the back. Give them that reason. So when coaching, give praise for that round and make improvements and focus for the second round. Point number three, when counting reps, don't count reps. A PT qualification will cost you anywhere between £1,000 to £2,000, but you actually learned how to count to 10 when you were in P1. That is not what your PT qualification is for. That is not what a PT is there to do. We are not there to count to 10, to 15, to 20. We're there to coach people. Once you get experience working on the gym floor and PT and clients, you develop what I call a PT superpower, where you don't even need to count reps anymore. And in truth, the amount of reps someone does isn't as important as someone just reaching fatigue. So I know if someone's under fatigue for 30 seconds, they've probably done about 10 reps. If they're under fatigue for 45 seconds, they've probably done 15 reps. You get where I'm going with this. So don't get into that habit of counting reps. You see it all the time on the gym floor. It used to be a bugbear of mine. Now I just kind of smile and actually kind of feel sorry for both the client and the PT when I see it because they're both bored out of their mind. The PT doesn't want to count the 10 and the client doesn't want to listen to an adult count the 10. So stop counting reps. Point number four, the only time you're allowed to use your phone as a PT is when you're taking videos of a movement pattern for feedback, not for social media. It's a great practice for you to do. Maybe the third or the fourth set when you're working with a client is to video it, ask permission first, and then watch the video back together where you can point movement patterns out that client can then focus and fix for the next session. And it also brings good practice where if they're ever training on their own, they may film a set that they're doing and WhatsApp the video to you. Now, you might post this on social media later, but if you want the hack, have two phones, right? And have one phone set up in the corner filming you, and then you film your client doing the set. Watch the video back with your client, and that video that's filming you from the corner, which is capturing all of this, that's the one you post on social media because that's the one where it's actually you coaching someone. Because when I see a PT filming their client and putting that on social media, all I'm seeing is a client moving. And sometimes not very well. You're not actually advertising your PT service, especially if they're not moving very well. What's better is to showcase how you're coaching. Point number four, offer all gym members some sort of free program written by you. This can be 100% generic or like semi-generic. What I did back in the day was Fitness First Boucher. Is I had a couple of different program cards. Now they were quite basic by today's standards. I had an arm workout for people and a treadmill workout for people. Don't ask me why. The treadmill workout was a simple step-by-step program that used the incline. So you increase the incline every minute or something like that until a maximum of 7 minutes, and then you came back down. It was simple pyramid training. And I was on a program card, and I give this program card to as many people as possible. That program card had my business details on it, had my email, had my phone number at the time, and let people know how to book sessions or free inductions with myself. And I think at one time, I maybe had like 20, 30 people in the gym doing one of these two programs. And it's so successful because I became the go-to PT just by having two program cards to hand out to people. Obviously, it's 2023 now. You might not be doing that with paper copies. You might be doing that with a more digital. So you would have a friendly screenshot where people can just save in their camera roll. You don't need to worry about an app. You don't need to worry about Trainerize or MyPT Hub or anything. You just want something they can quickly use. And if it's digital, you can actually update it a lot faster than I would have updated mine. And you want to get as many members in the gym doing that program as possible. Now, my gym had about 2,000-3,000 people, and I think I had about 30 to 40 people, as I said, doing one of these two programs. But if you aim for the whole gym or aim for people who use the treadmill or train their arms, it was quite a bodybuilding bicep tricep split. Really, really good way to do some free advertising. Take you 20 minutes to knock up these two programs, hand it out to as many people as possible and include your business details on it. Have an office on the gym floor. Clap your hands. This remains the best way for a PT who works in the gym to build a business. Get a space in that gym where there's a lot of foot traffic and that is your office. Don't sit in reception, don't sit in the cafe or canteen, or don't hang around the cute receptionists or anything like that. Get a stability ball or a box or a bench or a plyo soft top box, set it in the corner of the gym, and that's your office. You'll be there between set times in the week. That's where you do program calls. That's where you edit videos. That's where you do emails in the gym. Be seen because all of a sudden you become a really, really regular and familiar fixture of that gym for every single member walking in. That's both clients, prospective clients, and people who will never train with you, but at least if they're getting familiarity with you, if they're a friend, family member, ever wants a PT, you'll be the one that comes to mind first. Number six, I believe, do gym inductions. Even the successful busy PTs, if you're doing 30 to 40 sessions in the gym for a week, you should always have a window in your diary where you do inductions for the club, preferably per week. But if you're really, really busy, maybe just like once a month, you should liaise with your club membership secretary, sales manager, front of house, whatever assistant they have about when this window would be. And all you need to do is adhere to the club's policy on inductions, obviously, but show these members around the gym. Great way, obviously, to continue building your business and getting new clients and new prospects come through the door, but it also keeps you really, really grounded and sharp in talking to new people, which is a really, really important skill to have as a PT, communication. The last one, if I was doing this podcast, I would say from 2020, 20, even 2021 or before, there's no way I would have this in here. And this has nothing to do with the pandemic, before anyone thinks. I have one word written down here: clean. So there's a massive thing in the fitness industry where fitness professionals don't want to clean. Most people on the planet don't want to clean, let's be honest. But fitness professionals, especially PTs who pay rent in a gym, don't want to clean. Oh, it's not my job, it's a fitness instructor's job, it's a maintenance job, it's front of house job, whoever they want to blame it on. Treat the gym as if it's your gym. And if it was your gym, you would be cleaning the gym. There's a number of different things. I've touched on it. It'll keep you grounded. It'll keep you with the sawdust of the gym. It'll also enhance your own gym hygiene in terms of putting things away and wiping things down. It's going to create eyes on you. You become the really, really busy PT who, in between sessions, also goes and cleans the treadmills. All of a sudden, you are improving the members' experience and perception of that gym that you really, really want to keep it clean. Coffee shop analogy again. There's two coffee shops in the street. There's the one where the tables are clean, and there's the one where the tables take 20, 30 minutes to get cleared and wiped down. You're only going to the one that you know is going to be clean. So it's the same with gyms. There's two gyms I would go to on a regular basis. And the gym kind of etiquette of putting weights away and then being clean is like the best I can imagine. So it's JD Greenock and it's Inverclyde across all their gyms. So the gym etiquette in both of these gyms is really good. But 30 minutes down the road and into Glasgow, and there's some independent gyms that I would frequent every now and then, weights being put away is like a lottery. Trying to find weights from time to time is like a bad lottery. So take pride in the place that you work. You will build reputation and clients from this. I think we had 6 or 7 points there. So how to coach better on the gym floor. Look at people in the eye. When coaching, give praise and then focus on the next round. When counting reps, don't count reps. Use your phone to take videos of movement patterns for feedback. Offer all gym members some sort of free program from you. Have an office on the gym floor, do gym inductions, and clean. If there's anything else, sir, that you think you could add to that, drop me an email or tag us on social media. Ricky Long Podcast, sponsored by Motion Fitness Education.
You are listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, where international fitness entrepreneur Ricky Long answers your questions and interviews fitness leaders on training, nutrition, and mindset. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes.